gentlemen, welcome to the Bacon Smiles podcast. Guess what episode it is? 33.
That was way too coordinated.
Yeah,
that's good.
We didn't even practice that.
No.
As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Yeah, that's right. So, back on track, every 2 weeks podcast, at least right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to do another one next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Just with the timing of everything.
That, yeah, that's definitely the
big
plan.
Life-changing events coming up.
just to recap from last time, my daughter's due date and Evan's wedding are the same day.
Yeah.
We're counting down like 3 weeks away right now, right?
Yeah.
Like, kind of a little closer.
September 23rd, yeah, it's about a 2.5 weeks away.
Yeah, just wow, right?
Yeah.
Like, crazy.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Hi, Eva. Joined on the Facebook Live.
From the next room over. anyway, so just kind of recap last time. We talked about the wedding and there being a bat in my house. And
did you ever find a bat?
No.
Really?
No. But so this time, just kind of do the breakdown before we get started. So back to school coming up, happening
right.
Now, this week, last week, your kids' first day of school. That also means that religious education and confirmation, we're getting back in the role of things. This month, Suicide Prevention Month, it's a good topic to talk about. And, you got music.
Absolutely.
A couple of announcements for my new parish, Sacred Heart.
Awesome.
So, big thing, Harvey, Hurricane, and all of the charities out there. And trying to make sure that they're all up to par. And make sure they check into them. So we got some ways to do that. And then we got our scripture of the day.
Very good.
And so in a little different fashion for the saint of the day, we're doing Mother Teresa. Because yesterday was her feast day and the anniversary of her death. So we figure, what better way to honor her than talk about her on the podcast?
Absolutely.
So, definitely wanted to go into that. And, yeah. So, let's get right into it. So, yeah, you asked, did I find the bat? The answer is no. No.
That's
it's
creepy.
Very alarming. So, I left every light on in my basement for like 3 weeks. Still no bat. Yeah. It's quite alarming.
That's creepy.
So, and after, like, scaring it to go back into whatever hole it came out of, I never saw it again. But I don't really hear it or anything like that, but it's still super alarming. So, we just... little technical difficulties. Come back here. All right. So, yeah. So, it's super alarming knowing that there is a living thing that's super creepy in my house, and I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Still leaving lights on in the basement.
Have you tried getting any of those devices that you can get at Target or Walmart? Where
for the high
pitch.
So
like the high pitch thing that people can't hear?
Yeah.
That might drive Buster crazy.
No, because we've had those for mice.
Okay.
And I figured, listen, a bat is just a mouse with wings, which makes it super creepier.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, I have those for mice. I'm not positive that they work, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess here in New England, most people have to deal with mice and stuff like that, but bats.
Not too often up here.
But bats.
Bats.
So a couple of, like, a little announcement things for Sacred Heart Parish in Bloomfield. I don't know if anyone there is listening, but...
Not yet.
Maybe not yet, but there's a fall festival and car cruise type of deal. September 24th, day after your wedding, day after my daughter's due date. and it's a really cool way for them to do community outreach. It's like the one time a year where they can kind of show the community of Bloomfield what the Catholic Church is all about. a day of community, and they have, you know, photo booth and popcorn and baked goods and all this stuff to just kind of like, it's just an awesome day where there's fun and cars and there's a chili contest. So anyone out there who can cook chili and wants to win $300 for first prize, I mean, I was thinking about, you know, entering, but I don't think I can because I'm a staff.
It might be
member.
A conflict of interest. so, I mean, but, you can bring it, but you wouldn't be able to enter.
Exactly. Yeah, but I mean, I could eat chili.
There you go.
I wonder if Eva would be upset if, like, she gave birth and the next day I just left.
Sorry, hon. Gotta try some chili.
I gotta go eat some chili. You
man,
know,
I'm hungry.
Man, it's a tough job out there. But, yeah, so it's a really cool event, and if you're interested, you can definitely message me on Facebook or Twitter or email me, steve@baconsmiles.org. So just looking, you know, people, if you want to do some baked goods or stuff like that, that'd be awesome. So,
excellent.
Yeah, and we're getting into, like I said before, religious ed season.
Mm-hmm.
So registration for... confirmation at Sacred Heart is rolling out. We start with ninth grade confirmation class October 1st.
Okay.
So how about at St.
Bart's, I'm working with ninth graders this year, so we're starting October 15th with the ninth graders.
Okay.
Can't remember off the top of my head for the sophomores.
Okay.
But it's going to be like the next week or so.
Oh, that's right, because the programs have combined. It's a little larger.
Yeah.
And
we don't have enough classrooms for both grades.
Yeah. Makes sense. But yeah, so, and it's kind of doing something similar, whereas at Sacred Heart, we're confirming both 10th and 11th in November.
Hmm.
So starting in like November, it's just going to be 9th grade. So I'm going to have a ninth grade class on the first Sunday of the month. I'm going to do a youth group on the third Sunday of the month for all high school. And then I'm also doing a junior youth group on the third Sunday before the high school youth group. So
cool.
It's going to be fun. I'm super excited. Haven't done a lot with middle school age, so definitely going to
be... You've done public speaking events.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I've run retreats and stuff for eighth graders, seventh graders, and sixth graders. I'm just saying, like, on a regular basis.
Gotcha.
At St. Bart's, we're basically I was with the high school program. Mm. And we have an awesome... junior youth coordinator, and Deb Ashmead, who's pretty awesome. And I'm going to lean pretty heavily on her because she's great. So it's just going to be an awesome opportunity to kind of like mold them up into the high school program.
Yeah.
And try to build that. Like, I'm just super excited about that. The ability to kind of like really start a youth ministry program. It's just...
And they're thrilled, too, like you said.
Yeah, and it's just... Yeah, oh, man, it's crazy just to think about how they're just like, oh, my goodness, it's so great to have you along with us. And I'm like, I'm just me. Like, I don't get it. But, like, I'm just super excited about the opportunity and to put things, together and kind of grow a program, build that... camaraderie and community, youth community. It's going to be awesome because I guess they just haven't had that before, and now it's just going to be something great.
Cool.
And, all the stuff that we had been doing at St. Bart's, now St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta.
Of Calcutta, yeah.
The St. Bridget and St. Bart's parishes combined.
That's right.
By your powers combined. We are Captain Planet.
So when's the open house? You said September 24th.
So it's September 24th. It's Car Cruise and Fall Festival for the church. So it's just like a community outreach day with tons of fun stuff and stuff like that. So that's fun. So...
I'll have to take a rain check.
Yeah?
The day after your
wedding?
Yeah, we're going to be up in New Hampshire, but...
Man, I was going to ask you to DJ. Apparently you're busy. I'm just kidding.
I know.
If Jen was watching right now, she's like, don't you ask him. Evan doesn't know how to say no.
To break out in sweat.
Steve,
we've had these discussions about learning to say no. It's okay once in a while.
Steve, you know Evan can't say no. You stop it. She's shouting at her iPad right now.
Yeah.
She's going to listen to this tomorrow and go, with just kind of jump into the Hurricane Harvey stuff.
Yeah.
man, yeah. Have you seen?
Oh, I've seen the footage. I've seen the videos. And the fact that another hurricane's now coming at Florida and they're not quite sure where it's going to hit.
I know.
And it's already hitting the islands and at a Category 5.
I know. My cousin Dot, who just joined us on Facebook, she's down in Florida. My mom and dad just got a house like a couple weeks ago. They were in a condo. Now they're in a house. And my mom sent me a message today and was like, just start saying some prayers because the storm's going to be bad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, my mom's down there by herself. My dad's up here like managing a campground.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, and it's so great. I mean, the campground was so awesome for my baby shower and everything. You saw, like,
oh, yeah,
an amazing place.
That was
and my dad, that's a pretty awesome way for my dad to spend his summers. My mom comes up for a month at a time, and it's really great. But now it's the time of year where my dad hasn't gone back down yet, and my mom is already down there, and now Hurricane Irma. Is it Irma?
I think it's along those lines.
Yeah, it's
Irma, I think.
Irma? Hurricane Irma. So
it's one of those vowel pronunciations.
Yeah. But that's going to be really bad. So that's crazy because with the Houston hurricanes coming through. But the big reason we wanted to talk about that was, so you did some research.
I did.
On some charities because so many people are donating.
Which is awesome.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And so much money is being raised, but you always want to watch out for scams.
Right. And you want to make sure that you're donating to a charity that's very conscious of where the money is going to and that they're running their organization efficiently. So I found a website that is called charitynavigator.org.
Okay.
No underscores, no hyphens or anything. It's all squished together. And you can search different organizations, and I've heard some over the years that I've just kind of done a little bit of research on, and depending on the source, the information varies slightly.
Mm-hmm.
But for American Red Cross, CharityNavigator.org ranked them at a score of 83 out of 100.
Okay.
So not too bad. Room for improvement, but not too bad.
Yeah, and it just means that, what does that mean, like 83 cents out of every dollar? Or
well, no, that's them ranking it based on financial and accountability and also transparency.
Mm-hmm.
So they claim, the American Red Cross on their website claim that at an average of 91 cents of every dollar is invested into their humanitarian services and programs.
But this is the one thing, and it's just stuff from I've heard.
Right.
I've done a little bit of research on this. The big slight on the Red Cross, as far as people who donate, is they donate in the name of, say, Hurricane Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
But American Red Cross will hold on to a huge nest egg of funds to then use at the next disaster, which I get it. You want to make sure that you're going to, you know, be ready for the next one. But if you're requesting donations for Hurricane Harvey, I feel like those funds should be set aside for Hurricane Harvey. And that is the number one complaint about the Red Cross.
And another one that I've heard over the years is also the amount of the money that goes towards the administrative side.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the higher-ups get a nice paycheck and everything. But what I've read since is that ever since that information came out, the CEO at that time has stepped down.
Oh.
A new CEO has stepped in place, took a lower salary, and kind of rearranged.
Well, that's
things.
So
they're trying. They're trying to do better. So that's one that you could look at. And you were talking about the money being held aside for the next disaster, which I think is a nice segue to Salvation Army, which is a group that I prefer to donate to.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they'll collect money right then and there for the people that are in need right at that moment, and they have people on the ground serving meals. Just doing whatever they can.
Yeah,
right,
it's a hands-on. Yeah, and that's even with, you know, there was a fire on Main Street in Manchester a few years ago, and there were people living in apartments above there who lost everything.
Right.
And Salvation Army was, like, right in there. Like,
here's
some clothes, here's some food, here's some, you know.
Yeah, like if they're not in your community, they're nearby with their offices.
Yeah.
And they're always doing great work. So I like working with them. Another group is Samaritan's Purse, where they claim an average of 88 cents of each dollar is invested into their ministry, which it's depending on how they word it. Everyone words it slightly differently.
Yeah.
Salvation Army will have shelters and stuff like that. So I'm assuming that's what Samaritan's Purse is referring to as their ministry. It might not be, you know, directly all the time out on the street, but there are other resources where they're trying to work with people. And then there's a group called Preemptive Love. I've heard about it, haven't heard too much about them, just heard the name. But if you want to do some more digging, like I said, the website is charitynavigator.org, and they rank the groups by by financial and accountability and also transparency.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good thing to have. And, every charity has to put through their tax returns, and on there will show their salary, what they pay in salaries total, and all that kind of stuff. So definitely look into wherever it is that you're donating to, whatever cause. Hurricane Harvey is just the most recent one, so we wanted to just give you
guys... And with the new one coming.
And so it's going to be the same type of thing. And a friend of mine on Facebook posted today where everyone's like, well, if you're just in the hurricane path, why don't you just get up and move? Just get up and leave for the week. And my friend was like, I have a job.
Yeah.
Just imagine yourself trying to take a vacation for a week tomorrow. Not everyone's got the money to just set aside to do that.
And if you figure the whole state just gets up and leaves, how are they going to get out?
Yeah, how are they going to get out? And it's just like, where are they all going to stay? So sometimes you just got to ride it out and see what happens. Yeah. And, if it's going to get really, really bad, get yourself to safety. Just go where you can. Find some shelter somewhere. But if you can, batten down the hatches and ride it out, then, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
But, so the charities, just check them out. Look into them.
Charitynavigator.org.
Yeah. Awesome. Music?
Music, yeah. So speaking of Hurricane Harvey, this was just in the news. Switchfoot was in Houston
last night.
They did a concert, and it was one of the first few concerts after the storm. And
A scheduled concert, or did they just do a pop-up show?
No, they did both, because what they ended up doing was they came into Houston to do a show, and then they also went to a shelter nearby and just did a pop-up show for everybody
who that's really cool.
Doesn't have a place to stay, but at this shelter. So they just came in and played one of their songs called Hello Hurricane and just tried to do their best to just kind of pull everyone together. And they said they were overwhelmed by the spirit of people, and they said, it's going to take more than a storm to wreck the people of Texas. Just the morale was still up there and tough people. So that was cool. As far as music releases, this week, Jamie Grace just put out her new album. It's her first independent album. It's called 91. If you're into Christian hip hop, Derek Minor just put out a project called Your Soul Must Fly. And then if Eva is still on, she'll appreciate this, because her band, Thousand Foot Crutch, is putting out a live album next week. It is called Untraveled Roads. I think I heard her laughing. Gateway Worship next week, putting out a project called Monuments. And then Michael English is putting out a project called Love is the Golden Rule.
So, awesome.
So some new releases and some feel-good news from Switchfoot as well.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's nice to see their heart come out, because, a lot of bands, it's tough with their schedule. They're always on a tight schedule of where they need to be.
Yeah.
But to be able to go, let's get into the city early. Let's do a pop-up show for the people who are stranded. And then they recorded it. They were on tour with Lifehouse. I don't know if you remember them from, early 2000s.
Yeah.
They're on tour together, and they recorded a song together and put it up on their website and said, donate what you can, and we'll give you a song. So they ended up raising over $53,000 that all just went right to the city.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
So they're using their platform for good.
Yeah.
And inspire people.
That's just amazing. You think about, I just think about the fact that, Lifehouse, they were a very big band.
Yeah. And they still have a good following. They haven't had a mainstream radio hit in a few years, but they still have their following.
And just to be conscious of the fact that, a city that was... You were scheduled to do a show, probably scheduled a show more than a year in advance, and a city gets hit by something like that, and you're like, let's go do a show for people that are hurting.
Yeah.
That's pretty big. That's just an amazing, amazing thing, so...
Mm-hmm.
Let's get right into the readings.
Your battery's still good?
Yep, good.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just got word. Next meet and greet, October 14th.
Really?
Yeah. Hot off the press, right in my text.
Putting that on my calendar right now.
So men's ministry meet and greet, October 14th.
October 14th.
Yeah.
What time?
So it's normally 5 o'clock.
Okay.
5 to 6 is normally the gathering and eating meat, and then start the outlandish games.
Yep.
All right.
It is now my calendar.
All right. Like when I pick up my phone and I see something that's relevant. All right. So the reading. So this is the Gospel of Luke 5, 1 through 11. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked them to put out a short distance from the shore. He sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he was finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of the fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and like James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were with partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. This is awesome. This is definitely the fishers of men gospel. So do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. In other translations, that translates out to be, you will be fishers of men from now. And so that basically means you're going to go out there and you're going to find people and bring them to Christ and bring them to heaven. And so you're out there trying to get men to be followers of Christ.
Yeah.
And that's just an awesome thing where they're like, "Man, we've been out on this lake all day. We've caught nothing."
Right.
Like, can you tell me to go back out there? All right, man. You're Jesus, so.
Yeah, you say so.
And of course, Jesus is like, "Man, don't they know I'm Jesus?"
Yeah. You have a little faith. Well, what I love, too, is he says, put out into deep water. Because sometimes when you have to dig deep into your faith, it can be, and jump deep into something, it can be a little intimidating. Yeah. Like he was saying, we've worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but your command, I'll lower the nets.
Yeah.
It's, you really want me to go in deep. Challenging, but I'll give it a shot. And then they got the great reward for going in deep.
Yeah.
Going all in. And then at the very end, they could, you know, they're fishermen. They fish for a living.
Yeah.
They abandoned all the fish.
Yeah.
And what they could have made off of that to follow Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's showing what great faith they have and being able to go, well, this is my paycheck.
Yeah.
Times, you know, whatever the amount.
Yeah, and to think that they had spent all day trying to reap that reward.
Mm-hmm.
And then to get it and go, no, this is more rewarding.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that amazing, man, that's an awesome gospel. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. So, just kind of along the lines of bringing people to Christ, saint of the day, Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, because, and I say it like that, so It's Saint Teresa of Calcutta, and I get that. But even Pope Francis, when she became a saint, said she will probably always be known as Mother Teresa. So she always can be known as Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She's just has an amazing story. If you have not really delved deep into just what she did and what she did for the Catholic faith, what she did for the poor, she felt so called to just service to the poorest of poor. Started the Missionaries of Charity. And basically, from one tiny little mission to hundreds of homes in hundreds of countries, just... And this the amazing thing that this one woman did in the name of Jesus. And she was never, she never felt worthy. She never felt worthy of God's love. She felt incredibly unworthy of everything. Super humble. And the work that she did with the sick and the dying, and the work that she did with the poorest of poor, and that call, and what she did... Just even what she did for the Catholic faith and have just she never wanted any praise or anything to go to her. She was like, no, it's Jesus.
No attention to me.
Don't pay attention to me. And one of her best quotes is that she's like, we're not all called to do great big things, but we're called to do all things with great love or little things with great love. That's just awesome. Yeah, we're all called to just do amazing things and do things just for, you know, the poorest of poor, those in the most need, those who need the most help, you know? And she turned her back on big, huge, you know, events and stuff. Like, the media was super interested in her at the time, and she was just like, that's not what it's about. But she was also a huge gatherer of people. She brought together people of other religions, other faiths, atheists, because the call that she had. She called it the call within a call. She was called to be to the religious life and to marry Jesus as Mother Teresa. And then the call within the call was the service to the poor. And just amazing things. There's books and books on it, so I can't talk about it all right now, but she's just...
That's another five podcasts.
It's she's amazing, and that's why when I saw that yesterday was her feast day and her, like, just the anniversary of her death, I was like, that's the saint of the day.
So, absolutely.
Saint Mother Teresa, you know, the stuff that she did for AIDS hospices, you know, the Gift of Peace House, Missionaries of Charity, just the sisters, you know... of the Missionaries of Charity, just amazing.
Absolutely. So, and I love that because it also ties into one of the topics we wanted to talk about. And being that this month is National Suicide Prevention Month and Sunday is National Suicide Prevention Day. I think that should be every day and every month, but that's a whole other conversation. But it's nice that it's recognized publicly. And there's a group called To Write Love on Our Arms, which this year their motto is simply stay. And the slogan that they've tied to that is, find what you are made for. And, you know, Mother Teresa is kind of an example of that, where it's, you know, she found out what she was put on this earth for. And we, as we're existing here and as we're living and helping others, we can determine as well what we're here for.
What we're called to do and what we're supposed to be here for. Just the respect for life, you know. If you're hurting, if you're struggling, stay. You know, just find the thing that brings you joy. And if you can't find anything that brings you joy, open your heart, pray, spend time with people who make you feel good, who pick you up. In all honesty, just reach out, talk to somebody. For the teenagers that listen, for the young people that have come through my programs, you gotta reach out. You're not alone. I need everyone to know, anyone that listens anywhere, you're loved, you're valued, we care about you, we love you. Just never think that you're alone. Never. Mm-hmm. Suicide is never the answer. It just isn't. Everything can be solved through prayer, through God. And there's always going to be struggles in life. I know that as much as anybody else. The tragedies, the low points, the hurts, the struggles. You might be fighting something that I have any idea about. You might be fighting something that just you really can't explain. And maybe it's something I've never been through. But I can tell you I know hurt. And I know struggle. I know pain. I know depression. And so does God. Jesus went through the ultimate sacrifice for you. To show you that he loved you. So, just know that you're not alone. Don't walk alone. Don't keep it alone. Don't hide in the darkness. Don't hold it in. It's okay to scream. It's okay to be mad. It's okay to get mad at God. It's not okay to keep it in. It's not okay to hold on to everything in silence and make it your own fight. When you get going and it's just all on you, let someone else pick that up. Turn it over. That's why God gives us the best, you know, the best people in our lives to pick us up so that we can move forward, so that we can keep going. He lights our way. He lights our path. Never give up. Stay.
Amen.
Sorry to go deep on you.
That's fine. That's fine. But amen.
I'm passionate about it, man. Passionate about it. All right. So, something to bring you a little more joy, make you smile.
News of the weird, and this jumped out at me because your impending daughter on the way.
All right, Eva, you would totally do this.
So, this is something that you may not want to do, but this woman was in labor.
Yep.
And so, her husband's driving her to the hospital, and then just decides, I'm going to take a little detour.
But whose decision was it?
It was his.
No, it wasn't.
Yes. They stopped at Chick-fil-A, went to the drive-thru, said to the drive-thru lady, hey, can I have two chicken sandwiches? My wife's in labor. Please hurry up. And they brought it. They made it super fast. And what cracked me up was a line that the husband told the newspaper said, she was relaxed and I was starving. Which I don't think is appropriate to say when someone's there about to give birth and you go, man, I'm just hungry. I need something to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty awesome. Because my thing is Eva would probably say, stop, we got to go get something to eat on my way. Because she, you know, she loves some Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
You know, and it's pretty funny. Yeah, she is. I could definitely see Eva going, we need to stop. I'm hungry.
But apparently, because he says in the quote, if you want Chick-fil-A to move fast, tell them your wife's in labor. They did. So I'm gonna have to do that from now on.
Yeah, I'm just going to always tell them I'm in labor.
Yeah, because those lines are long at the drive-thru. Just be like, hey, can you pick it up? They go, my pleasure.
That's so awesome. Stopped while his wife was in labor.
Yeah.
Labor can last a long time. We've been to the classes.
Mom tells me, like, every now and then whenever I'm in trouble, 33 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And she goes, and this is what I'm putting up with.
Well, apparently my baby is 8 pounds right now, according to our doctors on Monday. So she, I'm like, she'll be about, like, 15 pounds by the time we're done.
Little bowling ball.
All right. Well, that music means it's time to wrap up the podcast. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining in on Facebook Live. Anyone got any topics out there they want us to cover, prayers that you want us to pray for, just shoot me a message, steve@baconsmiles.org, or you can reach out to us on Facebook at Bacon Smiles Ministry. Thanks as always. You got anything? Anything you want to plug?
We'll be back next week.
Yeah. one week back to back. Yeah, back to back weeks because we're going to take the week after that off. Wow.
What's going on the week after that?
All right. You're getting married. I'm having a baby. We'll see you next week. As always, thanks for listening. Keep smiling and God bless.